Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? It's Sam Crowley. Hey, I'm hoping to get this podcast out this week. Man, I've recorded about three shows this week. One of them actually made it onto iTunes. I don't know what is going on. However, I'm going to keep speaking. I'm going to keep motivating. This is pure motivation, man. This is pure motivation for you today to get through your day, to get through this week, to get through the year, man, and just create massive momentum. So, you ready? Awesome. Station identification. You're listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast, hosted by yours truly, Sam Crowley, live from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's going to be 81 flipping degrees today. Guys, it's October 22nd. Come on now. Is there anything more glorious than the leaves turning colors and it's still being 80 degrees? I mean, come on, man. We're fired up. Hey, also, if you're a regular listener to the show, I don't even care if you're a regular listener to the show, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes for this podcast. Why? Yeah. So other people find the show. It has to do with, you know, it's kind of like, the cool kid on the block. When you're the most popular, you want to be seen, you know, and iTunes allows you to be seen by more people if you have more ratings. And look, I don't care. Love the show. Leave a rating. Hate the show. Leave a rating. Just let me know you got a pulse. Can you fog a mirror? Can you fog a mirror? Did you wake up today? Awesome. Go to iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating. Leave any rating. Let people know you're listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. So let's create some momentum today, shall we? What a difference a year makes. What a difference a year makes. I just posted this on my Facebook page yesterday. I just shot a video, hit the record button, and started talking from the heart because last year at this time, myself, my wife, our family, we're in a pretty dark place. You know, our daughter Susan was day-to-day. We didn't know if she was going to make it through the day, through the week. We didn't know if she was going to catch an infection. If you're just tuning into this podcast, we had a baby girl born at 1 pound on August 17th of 2014. And she was born at 24 weeks. And the prospects are not good. They're just not good. I won't go into everything. I mean, 85% chance of a profound neurological disorder. I mean, it could have been anything or everything. And you know, not making it through the night was certainly a likely scenario early on. So it was October of last year, kind of like this time of year, you know, coming up on Halloween, and she was touch and go, man. She was hooked up to this oscillator machine where it literally shakes you. It's designed to shake the baby so forcefully that it breaks up the what's going on in the lungs and helps expand the lungs. I mean, it's kind of a, I'll call it a last resort, but it's down the list of stuff that you want to do to a preemie baby that is so young, you know. And we were going through that, and she was not, you know, she was going on and off the ventilator. It's just nuts, man. It was such a crazy time. And oh, by the way, we have three kids in addition to Susan. You know, we have three other girls that when we went down to Children's Hospital, or at this particular time we're at UC Medical Center for 106 days and then Children's Hospital for 115 more days after the first of the year. Guys, let me tell you, I mean, it's stressful. It is damn stressful to run a family of six, one of which has never even come home and would not come home for 221 days. And then, oh, by the way, yeah, you got to be normal. You know, you got to come home from the hospital every day, pick your kids up at school, make dinner, do homework, go to activities, in and out of school, all of this stuff. And, you know, I'm very proud of what we were able to accomplish because we could have phoned it in. I mean, we could have played the victim role. A lot of people do, and we could have, you know, just went into a big old fetal position and wanted, you know, handouts and feel sorry for us, and that feels good for a little while, but boy, what a damn sorry way to go through life, especially when you consider other individuals who are going through trials that are so much harder than what you're going through. No matter how bad you got it, somebody else has it a hell of a lot worse than you do. And you know another thing? If you can just look forward to the next year, all we wanted, we just wanted to make it to the next day, because we knew that if we woke up the next morning and had an opportunity to still go see our daughter, whether she was hooked up to this oscillator machine, whether she was on a ventilator, she got several blood transfusions. I mean, I lost count of how many different blood transfusions she got. Just to have the opportunity to go through that journey was exciting for us. Not because our daughter was in the condition she was in, but because she had a chance. That's it. Just give me a chance, man. Give me a chance. Because as much as we would like to replace our loved one with ourselves, you know, how many parents wouldn't say, look, just give me that disease. Just give me that challenge. Just don't give it to my kid, man. I'll take it on. I know I'm strong. I can take it. We know what's funny is our daughter Susan was a hell of a lot stronger than any of us. And she was the exact child that went through that for a reason. And when you look back 1 year, I can tell you just the feelings that I was feeling, the uncertainty, the anxiousness. I didn't let it on, you know, kept a straight face, kept the poker face online and at events. I was still traveling, speaking. Have to make money, by the way, too. Did I mention that? Still got to make money. Mortgage company doesn't care. Gas company, electric, they don't care. They're still going to haunt. Sewer, water, garbage, all that stuff. Oh, the grocery store, yeah, they still need money. You just don't go in and pick groceries off the shelf and walk out with them. So life still goes on. That's the sad reality. And you know what? Here's my invitation. Welcome to life. Embrace, harvest the best, throw away the rest. Throw away the anxiety, throw away the worry, because quite honestly, you ain't going to control anything. You know, the good Lord's in control, the circumstances in our situation, the medical doctors had all the control. All we could do was support them. How wild is that? Somebody is overseeing your daughter 24 hours a day, literally has their lives in your hands, and the best thing you can do, and all you can do, is support them, you know? So here's my challenge to you. I want to motivate you to get excited about whatever circumstance you're in. I don't care if you're broke. I don't care what your situation is. It's going to get better. And don't take that to mean I don't care. I'm saying it to the hell with that circumstance. That's yesterday's news. Let's focus on what's going on in front of you. Let's look through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Let's focus on everything that's going to happen for you, champion word, to you, victim word. For you, champion word, to you, victim word. Now, this is very difficult for most people to do, because what do? We sit around a water cooler and we wallow in each other's miseries and we all feel better because our life doesn't suck as bad as the next person's life. Well, who wants to go through life that way? Oh, my life doesn't suck as bad as yours, so I feel pretty good. What the? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's what's going to get you motivated? Is the misery of somebody else? No, man. No, that's damn near a sadist type of attitude to have. Let me tell you the way to look forward to this stuff. Any challenge you have, be it financial, health, relationship, whatever it is, you get yourself to tomorrow. And when you lay your head down on a pillow, you get a great night's sleep, because you can't control anything that has happened that day. Then you wake up well-rested, fresh, and you tackle the next day. And you know how you tackle the next day is you make a little to-do list. I'm not a big fan of goals. I don't write down goals of what I want to accomplish, because then you set yourself up sometimes not to hit them. And you're like, damn, I did a lot today, but I didn't hit all my goals. Bull crap. Get yourself creating momentum. You know what that looks like? Getting your rusty duff out of bed early. Eating a nice hearty breakfast. A healthy breakfast. Going for that 30-minute jog, that 30-minute walk around the neighborhood. I don't care if it's 20 degrees out. Strap up the boots, man. Put a coat or get some layers on. You don't think people walking 300 miles in Syria right now to try to find a dirt hut to eat crap out of would love to have your problems? Come on, man. Let's keep it real. Can we keep it real, or do we got to talk in politically correct terms? All right? It's the only way you're going to get ahead. And you know what? There's somebody else that's in your situation that needs to hear from you. They got to hear your story. They don't want, oh, here's a story I'm going to help bless other people with. My life sucked so bad, and it
just all I did was lay around and I felt sorry for myself and I lived off the system. And that's just kind of how I got by because every day was Monday and, you know, it just wasn't very good at all. You know, so be inspired by what I did. I got fat. I got stressed out. My blood pressure was through the roof. I lost all my family members because I was so negative and nobody wanted to be around me. And I was so negative that when I walked into a dark room, I would develop like a photo. That's how negative I was. So take inspiration from that story because, you know, you just can't get ahead in life. Life's not fair. No.
Good luck selling that story.
Remember, your best days, they haven't even happened yet. If you look at that calendar, I don't want you looking back unless you're going to learn the lessons. Experience is awesome, man. Lessons are everywhere, but you got to learn from them. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. You don't want to go bankrupt again. You don't want to be overweight again. You don't want to find yourself in a hospital bed again. Then do something different than you were doing when you were going through that process. Harvest the best, throw away the rest. Man, I'll tell you, I look forward to October of next year. Because holy cow, our daughter will be 2 years old. Are you kidding me? Maybe she'll be off the trach for good. I'm sure she'll be off her ventilator for good at that point in time. Maybe my wife and I will actually go on a date. You know, it's been 35 weeks since my wife and I have been on a date. 35 weekends have come and gone, and we have not been able to go on a date because we don't have a nurse with experience with tracheostomy tubes who we trust to be with our daughter. So you know what we do? We binge on Netflix. We hang out. I bribe my wife to watch a Penn State college football game with me now in the fall. We watch the Bengals and the Bills on Sunday. And you know what, man? We just work with it. Do we sit around saying, well, it's not fair. So-and-so has grandparents. They have family that can help them out. We don't have anybody that lived next to us. No. Well, you know what? We do say that sometimes. But then we get quickly snap ourselves out of it because that's the victim mindset. Ain't nobody served by you being a victim. I never met a wealthy victim. Never. Not to this point. Ever met a wealthy victim. You need to look forward to tomorrow. You need to gain momentum. You need to step up and stand up on everything that's going right in your life. And there's a hell of a lot more going right in your life that's going wrong. Because one of these days, you ain't going to wake up. Okay? So when you want to compare where you are right now to that reality, by the way, it is a reality. Happens to everybody. Nobody gets out of life alive. All right. So figure out tomorrow what you're going to do to create momentum before 10 o'clock in the morning. That's going to set you up for success for that day, which is going to create momentum for that week, which is going to create momentum for that month, which is going to create momentum for that year. And you are going to be fired up. And next year, at this time, you're going to be looking back and saying, holy moly, what an amazing life I have. My name's Sam Crowley. I'm fired up. I'm motivated and inspired for you and all of your amazing days that are coming fast and quickly and sooner than you'll ever expect. Are you ready for them? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.